This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. You may remember a couple of weeks ago, I told you about a high school biology teacher in Iowa by the name of John Cisna, who has lost a bunch of weight lately, not by going on The Biggest Loser, but by going to McDonald's every day for 90 days. There was a little bit of controversy about John with his weight loss experiment and including his students in the project. So I've asked him to join me here today to talk about it. John, welcome to America Weekend.
Well, thank you, Paul. I appreciate the invite.
How much weight did you lose in those 3 months?
Well, in the first part of the experiment of that, I lost 37 pounds in those first 90 days.
And is the weight still off?
Well, actually, I'm in the second part of this experiment. You know, the first part, you know, we were testing. In fact, let me give you a little history on how this even came to being.
Great.
Each of my students are required to do a semester project. And in that semester project, they can pick any field they want as long as it's tied to the biological sciences. I figured rather than me throwing a subject down their throat, have them pick one that they have an interest in, and hopefully they can take it to a second level. And what they do with that is they have to come up with a hypothesis, and using the scientific method, they either have to prove or disprove a hypothesis. Well, back in August, I came into an acquaintance of one of these McDonald's franchisee owners in Iowa, and I had this idea about trying to use a hypothesis. Could it be possible for a person to become healthy eating nothing but McDonald's? He liked it and agreed to help take care of the food for me. So when I went back to school, I had three students I knew that were going in the medical field, and I brought this idea. I said, would you like to use this as your semester project? They said, yeah, it sounds like a good idea. So I gave the kids two parameters they had to keep under. Number one, they had to give me 2,000 calories a day, but more importantly, and this is the thing that turned this to gold, is that we're going to track 15 nutritional values of this food, and you have to keep all the menu items within the 100% allowance is set up by the recommended daily allowances that has already been preset. So those are the parameters they had. They set up all the meals, they mixed them up every day, and that's how the experiment started.
So you weren't having a Big Mac, a supersized fries, and a double, triple gulp soda?
Absolutely I was. And that was neat about this experiment. What this experiment shows is that if I want a Big Mac, I can have a Big Mac. If I want a big fry, I can have a big fry, as long as I'm smart about balancing the rest of the day out.
Mm-hmm.
What was kind of neat toward the end of the experiment, about the last 3 or 4 weeks, I said to the kids, okay, now we've been eating, you know, okay stuff. I said, let's start loading up the Big Macs. Let's start ordering the quarter pounders with cheese. And they came back and said, well, Mr. Cisna, we got a problem, because if you're going to eat those high caloric sandwiches, it's going to be tough for us to stay inside the 2,000 calories. If we give you 2,000 calories, we're going to blow away the recommended daily allowance on the nutrients. I said, well, here's where choice comes in. Are you going to sacrifice nutrition for the calories, or are you going to sacrifice the calories for the nutrition? So on those menu days that I would eat the Big Mac or the quarter pounder with cheese, I wouldn't have 2,000 calories a day. I'd have maybe 1,750 calories to make up for the difference of the choice.
Isn't part of your weight loss also from the fact that your formerly sedentary lifestyle went away and you actually got off your butt and walked like for 45 minutes a day?
Oh, there's no question that all contributed to it. Matter of fact, you talk to any dietitian or nutritionist, they'll tell you the key to getting healthy is a combination of diet and moderate exercise.
Right.
And that's why we did the moderate exercise. That's why we only did the walking. We figured that not everybody can lift weights, not everybody can run, but everybody should be able to walk.
Yep.
So a combination of the walking. But, you know, when you take a look at the walking, at the weight that I was at, 45 minutes, that burns about 315 calories a day. So, but a lot of this has to do with, you know, there's two differences. There's a weight loss difference, and there's a healthy weight loss difference.
Yep.
I could have eaten 7 Milky Way candy bars a day for 90 days, and I would have lost weight, because it's simple math. 2,000 calories in, my body needs more than that to burn. Now, I might have gone into sugar shock, you know, and my blood work would have been all messed up. But
yep.
Here's the thing. This is the thing, Paul, that made this thing go viral. We knew I was going to lose weight. The experiment was almost rigged to lose weight, because you had to. But this is what is setting people on end. My cholesterol when I started was 249.
Mm-hmm.
By the time the 90 days were over, it was 170. My triglycerides went from 156 to 80, and my ADL went from 170 to 113, all eating what people predominantly seem as being junk food at McDonald's.
Yeah, but a lot of what you had there was also the non-Big Mac entrees on the McDonald's menu, right? You were eating a lot of salads for breakfast. You must have been having oatmeal, et cetera.
Absolutely. For example, today, I'll give you an example of what my meal was like today. I just got done eating. I had two egg white delights. I had a bowl of oatmeal, and I had 1% milk. For lunch today, I'm going to have the bacon ranch salad with two bags of apples and a fruit and yogurt parfait. And then tonight, I'm scheduled to have the chicken wrap meal, which has the chicken wrap, French fries, and a drink. So you're absolutely right, and that's the whole purpose of this. You know, I did a documentary on this, a film documentary from start to finish. We interviewed kids beforehand, asking them what if they thought of the hypothesis, and virtually 100% said I was basically an idiot. And then we interviewed them again afterwards, and I think one of my students said it best. He said, I think what this experiment shows us is that it's not McDonald's that makes us fat. It's our choices that make us fat. And I think he hit it right on the head.
Yeah, I would just worry that when people heard this story, oh, this guy ate McDonald's for 90 days and lost weight, I'm going to do that. They didn't do what you're doing. They weren't having the salads and the egg whites and the oatmeal. They were going there and saying, well, give me a double quarter pounder with cheese because I'm going to lose the weight. And I mentioned at the beginning there was a little bit of controversy about your experiment. I interviewed a woman by the name of Laura Anderson, who's a columnist for Slate. She's their food editor. And she said, If John Cisno wants to try to lose weight by eating McDonald's every day, fine. But it's his responsibility to monitor his diet, not his students. And you just explained that you did it as an experiment to teach the kids and make it a science project for them. But then she went on to say, teachers should be particularly careful about talking about dieting in the classroom, given teens' susceptibility to eating disorders and negative body image. Did that go through your mind?
She's absolutely 100% correct. Absolutely. But you know what? Along with this, she said about the eating disorders, what we think this experiment has showed is the importance of choice in your life. We have choices every day. And whether it be McDonald's or whether you be at home or anyplace else, if you make the wrong food choices, you're going to have problems with your health. So I would agree with her 100%. And you've got to remember that this experiment wasn't designed for kids to go out and lose weight. We were just trying to prove a hypothesis that was it possible to become healthier, I didn't say healthy, healthier, eating at some place like McDonald's. And I think what this experiment has showed is that, hey, it's choice. And it's choice. Whether I did this at McDonald's or Burger King or at home, you know, we all have the same choices, and I think that's what this experiment has shown. So I agree with her 100%.
So let's go back to one of my first questions. Have you kept the weight off? And I'll add to that, have your students changed their diets as a result of this experiment?
Well, I'll answer the first question. Remember, I'm in the second part of this now, because the only difference between the first part and the second part is that I wanted to see staying on that same diet, if I could exercise with what my capabilities are now, I wanted to see what would happen. So as of today, I've lost a little over 50 pounds now.
Wow.
I'm down to 230 pounds, but I have increased the exercise. I've got a personal trainer that has helped put together a program for me based on my age, based on my weight. So I meet with her three times a week. I also play basketball against the girls' basketball team here a couple times a week. I still will have my blood tested again. You know, one thing people were talking about earlier when I was on the Today Show, they're talking about, well, salt is a big factor. So I've had my salt levels checked. And those are all coming out perfect. My blood pressure is 121 over 78. So that is all balancing out. So I'm just seeing now how much healthier I can get with putting in exercise now that I'm capable of doing. So yes, I've kept the weight off. It's still coming off. And eventually I'll reach a balancing point somewhere. And as far as the students, I think now the students are simply more cognitive of what they eat there. You've got to remember, think back when you and I were young, when I was an athlete and young, at that point in time, it really didn't matter what I ate. You'd burn it off anyhow.
Right.
But hopefully what this will do is this will teach kids as they get older to remember, you know, their old bald science teacher that did this experiment. What I would like to do, and I think that the nutritionist you talked with earlier, the dietitian, I would love to get Supersize Me out of the classroom. You would be shocked at the number of my colleagues across the country that use Supersize Me. They put it in there. I'd like to see them replace that with something that talks about sensible choices.
Yep.
If we can get that in the classroom so that people can start saying, yeah, that makes sense. I've got to be sensible about what I eat for me to be healthy when I get up into my older years.
Great points. John, congratulations on the weight loss. And what I think you taught your kids here was probably a lesson that will take them forward and teach them something about what they put in their mouths. Now, if you could just do something to get teenagers to stop what comes out of their mouths. Well, we both have something good going on. Thanks so much for joining me here today, John.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the time.
That's John Cisna. I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend.